Y'all, amen. I'm going to be quick. Is everybody all right? I have a sermon, and I'd love to preach it, but we don't have time, so I get to save it for some other time. But I do have something that I think will help us this morning, if we'll allow it to. If I can get it out, I ain't got my notes. I wanted to stay away from preaching the sermon so we wouldn't be so long. But I believe if we'd take this tonight or this morning, it'd help us. I'm going to be in 2 Chronicles chapter number 26. I'm going to do some Bible jumping this morning, all right? But I want you to listen to what's going on. I don't want you to get lost in the reading of the Bible. I want you to understand that there's somewhere that I'm headed with this. And I want you to understand that if we'll pay attention, then this little bit of short message you're going to get might impact our nation, might impact our community, could definitely impact our homes. Is everybody all right? In 2 Chronicles chapter number 26, if you're there, say amen. Amen. That's not in the New Testament. You're in 2 Corinthians if you're in the New Testament. This is 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26. We're introduced to somebody in the very first verse. The Bible says, "Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was king, or who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah." Everybody with me? All right. Verse number 4. "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God." Listen, "and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." Amen. Is everybody all right? Now we could stop right there, and that's a message in itself. Yes, sir. Hey, we all ought to be seeking the Lord. If we stop right there, it'd all be good. We could go home and everybody be happy. But I want to give you a warning this morning, because it didn't end this way for him. The Bible did say that as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. The Bible says in verse number 7, "And God helped him." God was with this man. So much so that in verse number 15, the Bible says, "And his name spread far and abroad, and he was marvelously helped till he was strong." This man, Uzziah, God blessed greatly. God helped greatly. If you go read about some of the things that Uzziah did, it'll blow your mind. One of the things that Uzziah did that's in your Bible that ain't in your history books is the catapult. Yeah, the catapult was attributed maybe 400 years after Uzziah. But if you read the scripture in verse number 15, "And he made in Jerusalem engines." Huh. "Invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal." So, can we say this? God was all over this dude. Right? God blessed the nation of Israel. He subdued his enemies and he grew great in stature and in name. According to the Bible, he was very strong. He was marvelously helped till he was strong. But, next verse, everybody say that first word. But, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God. And he went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now God had specifically said that as a king, they could not hold the three offices of Israel. The three offices of Israel was king, prophet, and priest. No one man could hold all three. Only Jesus Christ, the Messiah to come. But this man, built up in his pride, strong from what God had done for him and helped him, decided that he would take over the office of the priest, went against God's word, and walked into the temple to burn incense before the Lord. The Bible says that the priest tried to stop him. The Bible says the high priest said, "No, you can't do this, Uzziah." He was loved. "Don't do this. You can't do this." And the Bible tells us in verse number 19, "Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar." The Bible tells us in verse number 21, "And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land." Has everybody got that? So he ended up with leprosy because he went against God's word, because he decided he'd worship how he wanted to. And God struck him with leprosy. And the Bible says that his son, Jotham, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land in his father's stead. Everybody still good? Now let's talk about Jotham for a minute. I promise you, I'm just getting a thought. We ain't running a rabbit. We done caught this rabbit, I promise you. We get to Jotham. In chapter 27, the Bible says about Jotham. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. Uzziah set an example of following the Lord. Jotham followed that example. But according to the Bible, because of Uzziah's sin, because of Uzziah's leprosy, maybe, Jotham never went into the temple. He walked according to the Lord the best of his ability. As far as he was concerned, he was doing what God would want him to do. Is everybody all right? I think somewhere in there, verse number 6 of 27, "So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God." But the Bible tells us he didn't go into the temple. I'm going to help y'all. We're going to bridge this gap. Uzziah served the Lord, and he decided that in his worship in the temple that he would go and do something he wasn't supposed to do. God judged him for it. Because God judged him for it, Jotham said, "You know what? It ain't worth going in the house of the Lord. I still do things like I've been taught, but I'm not going to go in the temple." So we go from Uzziah, we go to Jotham. Is everybody all right? The last verse, the Bible says in Jotham of 27, "And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Ahaz, his son, reigned in his stead." The Bible tells us about Ahaz. In chapter 28, it says, "When he began to reign, when he was 20 years old, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, but he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images of Balaam. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom." By the way, that is Gehenna. That valley is called Gehenna. That might be relevant to some of y'all that know anything about Revelation. And the Bible says that moreover he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burnt his children in the fire. After the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel, he sacrificed also and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Wherefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him and carried away a great multitude of them captives and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. The Bible goes on and says it even gets worse for him. He wasn't killed right here. He was just beaten. Armies were beaten. The Bible tells us in verse number 22, and in the time of his distress, did he trespass yet more against the Lord. This is that King Ahaz. I got to thinking how close we are from being right with God to our children worshiping Satan. We sit here as if we can go through the motions of church. We can go through the motions of Christianity and it won't affect anybody else. But Uzziah messed up in the house of the Lord. It led Jotham to stay away from the house of the Lord, which left his child Ahaz to completely abandon the Lord altogether. Three generations, three men, like father, like son, just a slow process until God was completely out of the picture. A slow process until God was completely out of the picture. I sat there and I thought, while I read this and while I studied this, I thought of this. Our nation started off in the house of God. God as a forefront. But now we live in a generation, and the generation may have already passed. I'm going to say that again. Now we're living in a time, and it may have already passed, that we don't put an emphasis on the house of God. We'll do the things of God. We'll worship because we're told to raise our hands and do all this other stuff. But we're not nearly as dedicated as the generations before us. And now we come to a time in our society where we have taken the Bible, taken the Word of God, and threw it on the dirt. We've shook our finger in the face of God and said, I don't care that it says there was only Adam and Eve. We're going to believe that there's 9 million genders. Because we can be whatever we want to be. And so we're going to toss that away. We're going to toss that away because it says bad things about homosexuality, and everybody ought to know that it's all right. We're going to toss that away because killing an innocent, even though the Bible says that it is an abomination of God. The hands that kill an innocent are an abomination to God. But we're going to toss that aside and we're going to vote for a party that says let's kill them until they come out of the womb. And if they're still alive on the table, throw them over there, leave them alone long enough for them to die. Is everybody all right? I don't want to get political, but we're there. If you voted Democrat, don't tell me you're a Christian. You're as far from a Christian as I've ever seen in my entire life.
You're a pathetic excuse for a Christian. You're not a Christian. And you'll be judged for it. I don't care. They'll probably take this off of Facebook, but they all going to hell. This is ridiculous. We are already past generations and generations, and now we are going to live in what Ahaz has brought about. Is everybody all right? We're going to live in what Ahaz has brought about. I want to show you something and I'm done. The Bible says that when Uzziah fell in Isaiah chapter number 6, he was a loved man. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 6, verse number 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah is speaking of this same king, this great king who messed up in the temple, but this is what he says. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. With twain he did fly. And one cried unto the other and said, Holy, holy, holy. Ever wonder why they said holy three times? I'm fixing to help you with that. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. I want to say amen right there. Amen. Verse number 8, And also heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for, say it with me, us. You want to know why they said holy, holy, holy? Because the Trinity was right there. You see how he says, Whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Mm-hmm. Those angels was looking upon God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they said, Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, I'm having fun. Is everybody all right? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this nation might be in trouble, but God's people aren't in trouble. Because in the middle of Uzziah checking out, God let Isaiah know that he is still on the throne. He is still holy. He is still true. He is still just. He is still righteous. He is still lovely. He is still love. He is still omnipotent. He is still omniscient. He is still all-powerful. This nation may have gone to hell, but God's still sitting where he's always been a sitting. Ain't one blessed thing changed about it. And he wasn't caught off guard by it. You say, well, why don't we have visions of that anymore? I'd like to go ahead and show you that we do. Is everybody ready for a little Bible? And go to Luke chapter number 12 and start me off around verse number 37. That might be the right spot. But we'll start off around 12. Luke chapter number 12. I believe it's verse number 37. I know I'm getting to verse 41, but before we get there, let's read verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Verse number 38. Keep on going. We're going to go all the way to 41. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house, if the goodman of the house had known at what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be therefore, I don't think I'm in the right spot. I know I'm not in the right spot. Is everybody all right? Y'all give me a minute. We're going to get this. I promise you, I'm going to get this, all right? If I got to get back up to my notes, we're going to get this. We ain't going out like this. Give me my notes. Thank you, brother. If I wrote this down in here, we in trouble. That's all I'm going to say about that. John chapter number 12. Verse number 37. Y'all got good Bible reading anyhow, all right? Just like it. John chapter number 12, verse number 37. Let's try that one, all right? But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Who do you think they're talking about? All right, everybody, come on, y'all. Who do you think he's talking about?
Jesus.
All right. That the saying of Isaiah, you know who Isaiah is? Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake. Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Keep going. Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, right here in chapter number 6, by the way, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Now listen to this. These things said Isaiah, Esaias, everybody see that? When he saw his glory and spake of him. This right here is alluding to what Isaiah seen in chapter number 6. When he seen God sitting on the throne in all of his glory. Is everybody with me? Who Isaiah seen sitting on that throne was Jesus Christ himself. Everybody all right? Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Isaiah seen all of his glory in a vision. Me and you get to see all of his glory in the Word of God. We get to see him come of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, grew up in wisdom and stature, debated with the lawyers of his day, performed miracles from turning the water into wine to raising the dead. You and I have seen not all of his glory, but enough of his glory. I need somebody to help me right here. We ain't seen it all, but we've seen enough to know that he is the greatest thing that's ever happened to a lot of us, the greatest thing that could ever happen to this country. Listen, the one person that Isaiah seen is the same person that the Christian can see. When they open up the Word of God, they can see him in all of his glory, even though the sins of a nation has taken us away from him.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Is everybody, y'all good? I'll give you one more thing and I'm done. This was not the message. I got an outline if y'all want to see it. In chapter number 25 of 2 Chronicles, we meet Uzziah's father. Uzziah's father started off good, but he didn't end that way. Uzziah's father, he started off, and the Bible tells us about him. Verse number 2 of chapter 25, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Is everybody with me? The Bible goes on and tells us that he had some
sins in his life. But his son righted the ship. Now I told you Uzziah, it was a steady decline from Uzziah, Jotham, to Ahaz. But I ain't going to leave you there. I want to show you that it was low before Uzziah came. And Uzziah made a choice to seek after God. And because of it, the Bible says, as he sought after God, he prospered. You say, preacher, is it the end? Nope. We still turn it around. But it's going to take some daddies and some mamas that'll seek after God and decide that my reign, while I'm here with what God has given me, I'm going to seek after God, do my part so that my children and my grandchildren don't end up throwing it all away. Oh, I need somebody to help me. God's still on the throne. It ain't changed one bit. Ain't changed one bit. Ain't changed one bit.
That's right.
The only thing that's going to change America, the only thing that's going to change the church, is you.
Amen.
And me. Can we sing an invitation song? Dalton's going to stand up and sing. Choir's going to back him. In this song, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come pray for our country. Come pray for your family. Come pray for our community. Come pray for our church. And worship as they sing this song.